Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You actually can create the content of the site. You can submit different things you find online, blog posts, YouTube videos, news items, whatever. You submit it, our other listeners vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the website. Go and get interactive and do it for free over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take more of your phone calls in a moment, but there was a call. Chris was on the line right before the break. He dropped off, unfortunately, but he did bring up one of the points that Bonnie touched on earlier. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about the government's war on drugs and how in Portugal there's been drug decriminalization over the last decade. It's been an unquantifiable success.
A spectacular reduction in the number of infections among intravenous drug users and a significant drop in drug-related crimes.
Well, I guess in many ways it's very quantifiable, specifically going down from about 100,000 addicts in the early 90s to 40,000 addicts today. That's not, as Bonnie suggested, because they're dying off.
Because we make new addicts every year.
Yeah, every year people get older and teenagers get hooked on drugs, and so there's always a new batch of addicts. Yeah. So the point being that over time, over drug decriminalization, addictions have gone down. Safety has gone up. I mean, there's just these just amazing results coming from drug decriminalization. But the first objection has been, well, what about the roads? There's going to be all these drug addicts out there driving around
stoned as hell, running into everything.
Well, number one, people are stoned and driving right now. Right now, in your city, on a road nearby you, someone is high while driving. And
secondly, we have looked, there are studies done. I think the Australian Department of Motor Vehicles or whatever did a study that showed that stone drivers drive about as safely to a little less safely than people that are completely stone sober. If you ask cops who's more dangerous, drunk drivers or stone drivers, the cops will tell you the drunk drivers are by a long shot. Which brings me to the most important point. If this is a valid reason to keep marijuana or other drugs illegal, then it's a valid reason to make alcohol illegal. And we all know that prohibition resulted in terrible things for this country. So,
do we know that? I mean, do people know that? Do they really understand that? If they really understood that,
don't drink alcohol, Ian. It's easy.
Just follow the law. If they really understood that, then why don't they get it when it comes to prohibition of drugs? It's the same thing. The same consequences occur.
Because people are dealing with these stories they've been told in their heads. Look, our leaders couldn't possibly be wrong on this issue. Yeah, sure, they steal, they lie, they do all kinds of stupid things constantly, mess around with hookers, do everything, but they wouldn't be wrong about this, would they?
Plus, then there's also the fact that, Jesus did turn water into wine, and Satan created the marijuana plant.
No, God created all things. Satan can't actually create.
Oh.
God's responsible for creating the marijuana plant. Now, one might argue that if one is a weird religious zealot, that smoking marijuana is the misuse of God's creation. Of course, why do we have cannabinoid receptors in our brains if God didn't want us to use it?
Is the deer misusing the marijuana plant?
Is the deer when he eats the buds, is he misusing it?
1-800-259-9231. So you pointed out, Mark, correctly that stoned drivers, marijuana high drivers, are not that dangerous at all. In fact, they're right around statistically the same as sober drivers. You pointed that out. That's valid. But the other claim is that all of a sudden there's going to be more stoned drivers on the road, and that's going to be a problem. Look, nobody here is advocating dangerous driving.
No, we're advocating legalizing drugs, not doing drugs, and getting in cars.
Right. I don't want anybody smoking meth and driving.
I advocate the legalization of alcohol, not getting in a car and driving after you've consumed it.
Right. There are very, very specific differences there. Anyway, let's continue.
I advocate the legalization of tobacco. I do not advocate smoking it.
Let's talk to Matthew, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Great show, as always.
Thank you.
Two quick points. I grew up outside of New York City. My father-in-law was raised and born in the Bronx. He said when he grew up, he was born about 1919. When he grew up as a child, marijuana, drugs, heroin, there was no restrictions on anything. Mm-hmm. And he said the problem wasn't that big. And, of course, we know once we take something away from somebody, the demand becomes greater and they're going to go to different markets to obtain
the product. The forbidden fruit aspect, yep.
Right. And as things got on, you know, he moved to New Jersey and you know, had to raise his family. His mother still lived in the Bronx in the 80s and was robbed by gangs. And, you know, she'd work at the rectory and things like that. And she just refused to move because she grew up there when there was dairy farms there. But it's all changed, and things progressively got worse. And it was because of the ban of that, the prohibition. Another thing, I know you guys are from Florida, and I want to tell you this. I just seen this the other day. In Florida now, the kids can take an online driving test, okay, to get their license.
What?
You know, when they can take an online written test.
But what about the actual driving portion?
So is that like the restricted license, the initial one?
It's the written test, I guess.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
So now they did a study on it, right? And they had so many people do it. And then when they took the kids in to retest them at the DMV, they failed the test and they were cheating. So they just passed this new law that if your child or whoever it is takes that written test and they cheat, both of the parents are going to have their license suspended.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on. So let me see if I'm understanding you here. So they haven't repealed the online test. They're still letting people take it online. And then if they go and they do worse in real life, then
they cheat.
No. That was the pilot test. And they found that the kids were cheating. So now they're moving this online. And they say if the child cheats, it's the parent's responsibility.
But how are they going to ascertain whether the child has cheated?
I know.
It doesn't matter.
I know. But, you know, if that child, it's the same thing, too. If you're driving or drinking or smoking pot and you're out there driving, you get caught, you pay the penalty. You know, I have a couple of beers. I don't drive. I won't drive.
Yeah. This is how it's gone
in my
life, too.
Choice. Yeah, that's my choice.
And you should be free to make those choices.
If that child decides to cheat, why should the parents be responsible?
It's absurd. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I'd also like to point out that zoning laws in the United States have basically made drunk driving have created drunk driving. There was a time in the United States when just about every block would have what they called a tavern, a social house or whatever. Somebody would open up their house for you to come in and drink and have a good time there. People to congregate. Well, because of zoning laws, they weren't allowed to do that anymore. So they
could have just walked home, is what you're saying.
Right. They could walk home to their house, but now they have to drive someplace where it's in a commercial area for these bars and that kind of thing. You know, these are the results.
Let's continue with Andy listening in Tennessee. Andy, are you really listening on the radio there to WCMT?
Say again.
Says you were listening in Dresden, Tennessee?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, that's news. I didn't know we were on the air there. But welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, Ian and Mark, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, good. I just come across your radio station. I don't know if it's been on here very long or not, but I guess you consider yourself libertarians. Is that correct?
I would have maybe about 5 years ago. I consider myself a voluntarist. I think all human interaction should be on based on consent.
Yeah, I think the term libertarian, the brand libertarian's corrupted, but I understand. Maybe you're using it correctly, likely.
Well, what was the term that you described yourself as?
I would consider myself a voluntarist. I think Mark is a Quaker.
Yeah, I'd use the term Quaker.
Yeah, I can imagine that's the case, wanting to legalize drugs. Wanted to say I'm not going to use any derogatory terms or anything like that. I definitely disagree with you, though, on several things.
Pick one.
Okay. Will you give me two or three before you hang up on me?
I don't know. It depends. You're at 9:15 now. We're going to go to break.
It all depends.
All right. Well, we'll run through them pretty quick. You know, if I'm addicted to child pornography, which I'm not, but say there's a need for that. Obviously, if you say you're a volunteerist or whatever, so a libertarian would say that if there's a market demand for a product and say, you know, equate this to drugs, whatever else, because somebody desires a product, does that mean that we should have a market for that, like child pornography?
Good question. I'll tell you what, if you can stick with us, sounds like you're on a mobile phone, but if you can stick with us, we'll bring you back and we'll address that. This is why we can't do all three issues at once, because it's way too, just one issue is way too detailed. So we'll talk about this idea of child porn in a free market. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. We've got archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, well, don't worry about it. They're all up there on the site for you to download at your convenience and download as many as you would like. You can click and download the last week's worth right at the top of the page of freetalklive.com and then click into the archives section and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver on a pretty regular basis, hard currencies, you know, using it as a hedge against inflation, a barter currency, investment, these kind of things. And you can hear these ads all over cable, all over radio. I encourage you to check prices. This is how you make money on investments, is buy low, sell high. Before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out the coins that we have there. They are coins that are readily and easily checkable with other locations. They are coins that for which you would buy for their bullion value, their gold value, not for numismatic value. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. As we continue, I believe we still have a gentleman on the line. Andy, are you with us still?
You got it, buddy.
All right, Andy. So you'd asked a question about the ideas of liberty and then the concept of child pornography.
Right.
Well,
so
now I want to make sure that this conversation is gauged along with illegal drugs, because my point in asking about kiddie porn, which is a completely offensive topic, is that I think you can draw a lot of comparisons to the two, illegal drugs and this child pornography. And, you know, you all are saying, well, there's statistics that show drug abuse actually falls. It's better. It's cleaner. There's less accidents. Well, first of all, I completely disregard your statistics. I don't believe that for one minute.
I knew a drug warrior wouldn't.
Well, and I'm not a drug warrior. I mean, listen, I'm as free market as you get, but there has to be confines. I'm a state lawmaker here in the state of Tennessee. And listen, hey, there's a lot of things that y'all talk about that I agree with. I mean, there's the size and scope and scale of government has gotten completely out of control. But, you know, you made the statement that, hey, my three-year-old's probably going to do drugs. Well, guess what? What I envision is that my three-year-old won't do drugs, because I will tell them, hey, there's a lot of things associated with drug abuse that, can complicate your life.
And I was told all that stuff, too.
I was told that crap, too.
I was told that.
I went to a Christian school. My parents invested an incredible amount in my education.
Absolutely. I'm not doubting your salvation. I'm not doubting your personal faith, anything like that.
I am my own salvation. If I'm going to heaven, it's because I am a son of God, not because Jesus is. But
Ooh, wow. That was not where I wanted to go with that.
Well, let me talk about child porn. Child porn is the cheap shot against libertarians. It's the suggestion.
No, it's not.
It is. It's the suggestion that because we can't have freedom in the area of child pornography, that we can't have freedom anywhere. But I would ask you this. Many people who wear badges and follow laws made by people like you would, are throwing people in jail for pictures, like cartoons of, say, Bart Simpson having sex with Maggie or something like that. There are people that are throwing people in jail with badges by laws made by people like you because
that's not a person like me, because I wouldn't make a law like that.
Well, now, I'm sorry, they're interpreting your law as, these things, because you use terms like prurient or things like offensive or, you know, these terms that can be described, that are interpreted by different people in different ways. There's a case down in Texas where they threw a woman and her husband in jail, took their baby away because they took pictures of the child breastfeeding. There's been multiple situations where they've taken people's kids away for taking pictures in the bathtub. Ever taken a picture of your kid naked?
Okay, I'm going to go again here and tell you that I agree with you that the size, scope, and scale of government has gone way overboard. Every one of those are examples of where it's gone way overboard.
So when the government abuses its power, let's take the power away from the government and try something new, instead of cranking up the power and continuing to try the same old thing that's failed over and over.
Well, no, that's why we have a resurgence of conservative folks like myself. That's the reason why I took office.
See, this is where the conservatives are misinterpreting. We have a resurgence in the Tea Party where people are demanding government stay the heck out of their business.
That's
and then conservatives
right.
say, well, that means we should kill more Arabs and stop the Mexicans from coming in and
Make sure gay marriage.
Keep them queers from getting married. And the politicians who jump in front of the parade, they had nothing to do with the creation of this Tea Party thing, other than Ron Paul, I suppose. They jump in front of the parade and say, it's all about me, baby, and what I think is right.
Can I address a couple of those concerns?
Jump right in.
Okay. I heard you just, it's probably been 30, 45 minutes ago, basically heckling a guy calling in talking about the military. And I'd just like for you to name any pacifist nation that has a GDP anywhere even 1,000.
We're not advocating pacifism.
We have.
Switzerland has a great GDP.
If you don't have a government and you don't have some foundation to it,
do you want an answer? Well, you've got an answer.
Switzerland has a great GDP.
Go ahead.
Switzerland has a great GDP.
But they're not pacifist. Well, Switzerland,
right.
And I'm not a pacifist.
You're right. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a pacifist.
Switzerland
either.
Is willing to defend itself. They're just not willing to go and get involved in other people's
and
conflicts.
And guess what? I'm going to completely agree with you there that we okay. have involved ourselves in too many conflicts around the world. And we need to be focused on things that are here and domestic.
I don't think we should have conflicts here either.
There are six wars going on, and Republicans want nothing to do with getting out of them. Michelle Bachmann, the Tea Party caucus lady, voted for funding for these six wars.
I have to tell you, I'd have to break there because I realize that we're a world power. We're not world police. So, I mean, I just think that you all have shown a very gaping, engaging lack of disrespect for the American military.
Lack of respect, I think you mean.
Say again.
Lack of disrespect. No. You mean lack of respect.
Lack of respect. Yeah.
Right. And I can't respect violence.
I don't. The military doesn't exist. It's young bald men with machine guns. That's what we have.
Following the orders of
fat old politicians who have been shown over and over again to be criminals in Washington D.C.
Yeah. What's respectable about that?
But that gives you the opportunity to say whatever you want.
No, sir. It's a platitude.
The First Amendment
that
and the Second
up.
Amendment on a daily basis, and you
which,
have no respect for those.
That's a myth.
War in the last seven decades has had anything to do with protecting my Second Amendment, protecting my First Amendment, protecting any of these amendments. Which
because
one?
Because there's radical jihadists all around the world that don't want you to
because
be able
of
to
the
say
wars, the occupations,
about.
The 130 nations that we're in, the more than 1,000 military bases that we have in other countries. How would you like a military base put next door to your house?
As soon as the military arrests the president, whoever it is, whether it's Bush or Obama, and refuses to follow their bad orders, then I'll have some respect for them. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing
from
you.
When you take an oath to the Constitution, that means something, right?
Well, it means something to maybe you and I.
I mean, you take an oath to protect the nation against enemies foreign and domestic. And if politicians in Washington, D.C. that disobey the Constitution on a daily basis aren't enemies domestic, I don't know what are.
But Mark, the jihadists, aren't you scared?
I'm only scared of the jihadists because the politicians in Washington have sent the military over there to smack on the bee's nest.
I'm not scared of the jihadists. I've never been threatened by one of them. I have been threatened by the government people, the people that call themselves government.
I get threatened every 6 months when they send when they send their tax bills.
They're constantly threatening people. They're the ones that are hurting peaceful people. They're the ones that are doing violence. They're the ones that are picking on old men. They're the ones that are attacking 84-year-old men. They're the ones going after a mom for planting a garden in her front yard. They're the ones that are going after little kids for having lemonade stands. They're the ones that are creating terrorism. And they're creating terror. They're the ones that are the danger to freedom.
Every time they write a law, they create new innocent victims.
And the military isn't protecting me from them.
I think we've got all the laws we need, and we need to start backing them up. I think we've got all the military and all the countries we need. We need to start pulling them out.
All right, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We've got a lot of features and we give them to you free. The news updates are available for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You can follow the latest about Free Talk Live, get it in your email box or via Twitter or Facebook, whichever works best for you. All of it is free, of course. news.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We continue with you and your thoughts. Cody, listening in Kentucky to WSFE. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, you'll have to excuse me for being a little bit nervous. But
no worries.
I've got one point. However, I do have a tendency of taking a long way around the barn.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
When you say the decriminalization of drugs has led to a decrease in addiction, number one, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that neither of you have probably ever been an addict, and that's where I hope to offer up a hopefully a unique perspective.
All right, go ahead.
In 8 days, I'll be 13 months clean.
Off of what, I might ask?
Basically, OxyContin is what finally kind of turned the tide. But I started using drugs, as a matter of fact, when I was 13. My father took me to see a Pantera concert. He gave me a handful of Xanax, a few hydrocodones, and a bag of marijuana and told me everybody does it. Cops do it. Judges do it. Lawyers do it. He told me anything that doesn't hurt anybody but yourself ought to be legal, this and that. And by the time we got through with our concert, he was so stoned I had to drive home.
Wow.
I'm familiar with Louisville in a big car, him and my second cousin's husband, both just lit. Okay, so here I was, 13, no license. I'd been smoking weed already for probably 6 years, but I had never really been that high as far as mixing pills and weed,
seven?
Pain
yeah.
pills,
wow.
and all that together.
Jeez.
I was 13. I started
breaking
my...
Did you end up shooting up the oxys?
No, after watching my father and my brother, I stayed away from needles.
That's good.
In my mind, I rationalized it, okay? There's a lot of different tricks that drug addicts use to okay things with themselves, because in the back of your mind, you'll always know that this isn't right.
Mm.
Okay? I started breaking my dad's needles when I was 7. My mom couldn't really tell if he was using or not, and I could tell pretty much what it was, when it was, and how much he was using. We had a code talk and signs for when I needed to go get his pills and flush them.
All right, so tell me about you, man. What's the perspective you want to add into this conversation?
Well, my perspective is that it's almost, and I hate to use the word naive, to think that using drugs hurts nobody other than yourself, and that the decriminalization is what's led to a decline. The decline is from a few things. Drug addicts and drug dealers are getting smarter every day, believe me. And number two, they are finding ways to slow the spread of it. The authorities are. And number three, there's a generation of people like myself that either were raised by the free-loving hippies that have hopefully decided I'm never going to go this way, or else they're like me and they're finally wise enough and stop.
I haven't really addressed...
Do you understand that this is in Portugal, that this isn't in the United States, that they have changed the way they're dealing with drug addicts? Instead of throwing them in jail, they're, giving them, you know, hospitalization treatment, inpatient treatment. I don't know precisely. They just claim that they treat them as people with a disease.
It's a more humane approach.
Yeah, they treat people as though they have a disease as opposed to as though they're criminals. Do you understand that?
Oh, no, I must have come in at the end of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, that's where you didn't get it. The drug addiction here in...
The drugs in America are probably just as, the drug war has done nothing to stop, people doing drugs. There is no decrease in the people, addicted to drugs in the United States because this system doesn't work.
Right, and
it didn't work during Prohibition. It won't work now.
Decriminalization does work. The folks at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition will tell you that. Go to leap.cc, L-E-A-P.cc.
Take a look at Amsterdam when they made marijuana basically illegal. Then the use of marijuana in teenagers and high school students decreased.
Cody, congrats on your 13 months. Thanks for the call, and good luck on into the future. That's
it may seem counterintuitive, but the fact is decriminalization works.
Freedom works. 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Terry's gone. Let's go instead to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live listening to XM's America's Talk, or excuse me, XM Extreme Talk tonight. We're Extreme Talk on the weekends here.
We're Extreme Talking.
Steve?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, wow. This is really weird. I've never called a radio station, but, I listen to XM Sirius Radio Talk, constantly, pretty much. But my point was earlier.
We're pleased to be your first, Steve. I just wanted to say thanks.
Well, thank you. Okay, now I'm not a virgin. Cool. But listen, no. Hey, no. My point was I heard you guys kind of like downplaying the military earlier, and I just wondered. Okay, all right. My question or my point, excuse me, would be that I just wonder whether you grasped the concept of exactly how it came to be to. Me talking to you and you talking to me, you know, it all started out with just a handful of funny little colonial dressed men wearing wigs, you know, who lived on the east coast of the United States. And then it was followed up and further made to be possible by, like, millions, and I mean millions, of men and women in those funny uniforms with those funny weapons, you know, killing people and whatever, just so that you and I could sit here and talk to each other.
Okay.
I'm
not going to be able to discount every single war on back to the Revolutionary War, and I will give you this. I think the Revolutionary War, of wars, is in the top 10 most just wars. Now, I don't really believe in too many just wars, but I think the Revolutionary War is pretty good. But if you're going to mention all these colonial men and women that were fighting, you should also mention all the colonial men and women that weren't fighting. There was a huge contingency of Quakers in this country. Quakers that stood up and said, we want religious freedom, we demand religious freedom, and we're not going to fight about it. And they went about all kinds of civil disobedience, they created their own little communities, they did all kinds of things. So when you're talking about the people that were shooting people, you should also consider that there were people that weren't. But to complain... to conflate the last six decades of imperialism on the part of the United States, and frankly, it went all the way back to the Philippines, the Spanish-American War back in the very late 1800s. To conflate imperialism with a war about being free seems unjust to me.
Okay, I got you. And boy, you brought up a great point referring to the Quakers and the Puritans and what have you about religion. But there again, it all goes back to a silly little document called the Constitution, which gave us the right of speech.
No, sir,
pieces of paper don't give rights.
Right, you don't get rights from a piece of paper written by other men. If you believe in rights, then you would have to look at the Constitution as a document that gave people calling themselves the government the instruction to respect rights that we already had by virtue of the fact that we're human beings.
And they violated every single one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the ones who think it's just a GD piece of paper, in the words of George Bush. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Don't put your rights in the hands of governments.
Right. This is such a myth, the idea that the Constitution gave people rights. And it certainly
isn't. It's easy to say because, you know, I just recently mentioned here on air how, you know, what does the fighting the war have to do with my Second Amendment, my First Amendment rights? I was using that in order to sort of point out six different rights that are codified in these things, and one of which really wouldn't matter if there was no government to squash it, which is the right to appeal to your government or whatever it is, petition for redress of grievances.
So but this is beneficial to the government to have people believe this, right?
Yeah.
If people believe that
only America can give rights,
right? If people believe that the Constitution gave them rights, then that means that rights came from government, and that if we didn't have government, then we wouldn't have rights. And rights are such a great idea. Boy, thank goodness we have government to give us these great ideas. And like, well, no, come on, this is completely backwards, completely backwards. And again, it's in the government's interest to purport, you know, to kind of pander to this particular element to purport these ideas as valid, and it's just nonsense. 1-800-259-9231. You have rights because you're human. You can argue about where they came from, whether they came from God or whether there's just a nice beneficial agreement that humans came to. More coming up here. It has nothing to do with governments. Governments violate rights. They trample on freedom. This is Free Talk Live. They don't protect it.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, moments from May. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you are already on the line. If not, well, we probably don't have enough time to get to you, but that's why we do the show 7 nights a week. So you can join us tomorrow night over at freetalklive.com for the
7 nights a week.
Yeah, that's right. Mark will be hosting the Sunday edition of the program tomorrow night, so you can interact with him. He'll be the first man on the program with all the responsibility in his hands. How's it been going for you? Been having fun with it?
It's enjoyable. We really just started it recently. It's kind of nice. I take Monday nights off. You take Sunday nights off, and we both do 6 nights a week because, well, we like doing talk radio.
Yeah,
not like
right.
It's really work or anything.
Well, I mean, you know, you got a bit's responsibility. How about that?
It is responsibility.
I've never really considered radio work because I know people have done real work, and I don't like the idea of doing real work. That's like being out in the hot sun and actually having to do something productive. Mark, you can join him at freetalklive.com, and we're going to continue taking your calls. And John is with us listening on another one of our brand new affiliates, WVNJ, The Voice, up in northern New Jersey. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, first of all, I'm glad to hear you guys on the air.
Thank you, sir.
I was slipping through some stations. I was listening. I was looking to try and get the NASCAR race on the radio because my TV is broken. But I came across you guys, and I started listening, and you're just... You got some great topics coming.
Excellent. Free Talk Live, better than NASCAR.
Wow, we can make some noises for you. Wow, wow, wow.
Okay, thanks. But first of all, the guy, one of your previous callers who was mentioning pacifist nations, and he brought up Switzerland. But Switzerland, at age 17, every male is required to do military service and required to have an assault weapon at home with him at all times. Which could explain why they had such a low crime rate.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, we didn't say they were a pacifist nation. They are a country that sticks to the, you know, they take care of themselves. They don't go and they butt around in other people's business.
Yeah. But people always want to show sort of this non-aggression idea as pacifism, and it's really not the same thing.
Yeah, no, non-aggression agrees with me. I'm a non-aggressive kind of person. But then your last caller, when he was talking about the Constitution, and rights that we were granted under the Constitution, they were not granted at all. They were confirmed, or they were affirmed.
Yeah.
Or they were supposedly enshrined, but clearly they don't really care about
it. You know, they were not created, and they were not granted by the Constitution. They were affirmed. They were rights that mankind already had. You know, the right to defend himself, the right to freedom of religion, all of these rights were affirmed.
Right, and the idea was the U.S. government was supposed to be unique in that it was going to be a government that was supposed to actually protect those rights and supposed to honor those rights, but clearly that hasn't worked out.
The government did not give us those rights.
Well said, John. Glad you're out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Here's a little something for you for NASCAR fans. Isn't that why everybody watches NASCAR?
For the wrecks? I don't know. I would say not. I'd say people, certainly there are people that watch for wrecks, and wrecks are the things that get shown on TV, but I don't think so.
Let's go to Ed, listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, you young man did a good job of that Tennessee statesman. I tell you, I was about to go nuts, but like that other guy said, y'all talk, hang up so many good points, I got about three pages, but I want to bust that statesman.
How so?
And that other caller, Ed and Ann, Mark and Ann, he said that if you legalize it, he wants to argue with you that it'll be more use. Okay, I can bust that shoe hose all in that statement. Tobacco use in the 1960s, as y'all know, tobacco is the most, one of the most addictive substances, meth, maybe first, second with it. 1960, 45% of the adults smoked. We didn't throw anybody in jail, didn't arrest anybody, didn't harass anybody for possession, use, whatever. Now the use is at 19%. So statesmen, if you are a statesman, that's why we're in such serious trouble. If he is that ignorant and closed-minded in 2011, and here's another one for you. I read in Psychology Today, since they legalized, which I didn't know this, y'all probably did, is it child pornography and stuff and all that on the internet? So is that legal now?
No way. Child pornography on the internet? No. Not legal.
Okay. Well,
not in most places.
Pornography. But anyway, in the article, what the point of it was, it said that since these people can watch it on the internet, or I guess it's pornography, that child abuse and, you know, sexual abuse against children has reduced because they can, you know, get their jollies.
One thing's for certain is that as technology increases, we're going to have a world where you can sort of immerse yourself in video games and that kind of thing, and that's going to result in people having to be able to play out their sexual fantasies, no matter what they are. You know, whether it's Pamela Anderson or George Clooney, or whether it's some screaming little boy that they chase around a room, you know, or whatever it is, they're going to be able to do that. So I would think that if this is someone's fantasy, that the fact that they could play it out on TV would actually result, or, you know, in this fantasy world, in this virtual world, would actually result in diminishment of these things occurring, not an increase.
Thanks, Ed, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Phil on the line in Australia. Phil, g'day, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what time is it over there? It's like 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, something like that?
It is 11:53 a.m. I'm very sure on time. I'll be very quick.
Waking up with Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
In the morning. Now, I've had plenty of experience driving under the influence of weed, alcohol, mushrooms, LSD, and ecstasy. I've got to say, driving under
it?
Alcohol is the worst thing for it. Absolute worst.
Wow.
Now, also, back to what Bonnie was saying last hour, doesn't do drugs because it's illegal. I'm just wondering if prostitution being illegal is the only thing stopping her from being a prostitute.
she said that she would be smoking
or the desire to be a prostitute.
Right. She said something to the effect
things,
that
they're going to find ways of doing those things.
Thank you, Phil, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
So what Bonnie said, in order to frame that joke, Bonnie said that it was basically it being marijuana being illegal that kept her from smoking marijuana. So Phil was saying, well, since prostitution's illegal, is it only the law that's keeping you from being a prostitute? Which is really funny.
Let's continue. We've got Terry listening in Temple, Texas, to KTAE. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Listen, I started off wanting to talk about something, but guess what? You just run the gamut on me. I don't know whether to talk about politics or what I originally called to talk to you about.
You better pick fast. I'll tell you what. Pick one tonight, and then you can call tomorrow night and
talk
more.
It's going to be about the drugs. I'm 55 years old. I've been around the block. I'm a hard worker. I've always made good for myself. I'm an entrepreneur. I've done it all. But, you know, I had a friend of mine come over about 2 days ago, and he came over. This is an older guy, too. And he says, well, he's a truck driver. And he says, well, Terry, you need to try some of this. I said, well, so-and-so, I really don't want to do much anything. I drink a few beers every now and then. That's about the end of it. He said, well, I got this K-12 stuff.
And I said, oh, God. Anyway, another old school friend of mine was over here, and, ah, well, you know how we are. Yeah,
you
we're old 70s kind of guys. And so we partake. And, good Lord, it damn near, I mean, we were in a stupor. So
I've heard
I'm
it's
saying,
very powerful.
And this is legal.
Let me point of clarification. Let me just get something out here. You're talking about K-12, Spice. There are other brand names for it. It's a essentially an analog of THC,
right,
which is the active
right.
ingredient in cannabis, which is marijuana. And so they've actually kind of made a way to get around the laws and release something that's very, very similar into the market. It's not legal in all places. There are some states that have already outlawed it. But, yeah, some people have had some really intense experiences with it.
Yeah, and, you know, and when you look at your kids, you know, I come up, I'm old school, you know, we smoked a little pot back in the day. It was all cool. You know, we still got up, we went to work, we did our thing, our daddy still kicked our asses. We were a productive American citizens. But when we have all this going on, and the way the Constitution and the way this liberalism is going on in our lives now, you've got all this thrown on you. What do you expect our kids to do? I mean, my God, I mean, what is this world coming to? And I'm nobody to talk, but guess what? I made it, and they haven't, and I'm worried about it. What do you think?
When you say you've made it and they haven't, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that I know the difference between right and wrong.
You don't think your kids do?
Well, I've got a 15-year-old daughter that's pregnant right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I got a son that's smart as a whip. That's not failing. Not passing the school right now. So,
well,
people are gonna
make mistakes, and sometimes smart. You know, certainly teenagers are gonna make mistakes. We all did.
Oh, I understand.
And we
that.
All learn from those mistakes. We move on. And we get better over time and in life, and we you know, experience different things. And as far as your smart son failing in school, that's a failure of the government schools. As far as I'm concerned, I'm gonna presume he's in the government
school.
Yeah,
me too. I'm with you on that.
They're probably not challenging him, and he's probably bored to tears. Thanks for the call. I wish we had more time for you. And everybody that didn't get in, call tomorrow night. We'll see you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. See ya.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.